I love the fall. It's one of my favorite seasons. The vibrant autumn foliage, walks in the crisp evening air, the county fair, the fall harvest of apples, squash, and root vegetables, and of course, a maize, otherwise known as a corn maze. A corn maze is a complex of pathways cut out of a cornfield, a country version of the romanticized English hedge maze. Farmers usually design the miles of cornfield pathways in the form of a large-scale foliage carving, able to be enjoyed from the air, sometimes as an homage to a great piece of art like the Mona Lisa or American Gothic, popular culture like American Idol or Super Bowl, or even a current affair such as NASA's final space shuttle launch, which was featured in a maze this year in Clinton, North Carolina. Maze attractions have been quickly gaining popularity over the past decade, allowing farms to create a tourism income. A style of corn maze attraction that I haven't been able to build up the courage to patronize is the corn maze by dark. Somehow, traveling by foot through a maze of dried corn stalks whispering all around me in the night wind, with nothing but a flashlight to guide my way through miles of dark paths, while not knowing what may possibly be lurking around the next dark corner, sounds like the start of a bad horror movie to me. 10 years ago, one Saturday afternoon, a group of friends and I ventured out into the country to embark on a fall corn maze ritual. We arrived pulling into the dirt and hay-covered parking lot right off the road, cut out of an area of a field. We walked up to a woman selling admission tickets at a folding card table with a lime-green vinyl tablecloth, surrounded by pumpkins of all sizes. We gained entry and climbed aboard a hay tractor, which shuttled us on our bumpy way to the entrance of the maze. We rumbled by pumpkin-picking patches and a farm animal petting barn. We were let off at the entrance of the maze. There were two directions, a beginner's children maze and the more complex and advanced adult version. Feeling quite self-assured, we headed towards the advanced entrance, and were advised by the corn maze representative that there were large polled flags placed strategically around that we can wave to get the corn cop's attention if we were to become severely lost. The corn cop apparently sat in a large lifeguard-style stand along the perimeter and kept a watchful eye out for the distress calls. We started smiling and then laughing as we went in together, as if we were entering a giant cornstalk swimming pool. The experience is always memorable, and it's a tradition we try to maintain every year. It's interesting to see the psychology of the group evolve as we venture through. Coming to a crossroad and taking a poll to see which direction is the right one. And then there's usually that someone with the built-in GPS who knows exactly where to go. And if we make that wrong turn, it's good to know that the corn cop is keeping a watchful eye.